This podcast is brought to you by Renewal by Anderson of Central Pennsylvania. Buy any window, patio door, entry door, and get the next one for 40% off. Plus, no money down, no payments, and no interest for 12 whole months. Ooh. Head on over to renewalbyanderson.com to learn more about this deal now. Pennsylvania got a C- in infrastructure. In Philadelphia, civilians can now pick up some of the duties of cops. St. Luke's will provide sports medicine for all high school championship events from now on. And an alligator was left in a bin by the side of a road. I'm Claudia DeMiro, and you're listening to Today in PA. The American Society of Engineers gave Pennsylvania a C- for its infrastructure, reports the Morning Call. This grade was given in the Society's recent 2022 report card for Pennsylvania infrastructure and was a combined total of grades in different sectors such as the B- the state got for aviation and the D- for its wastewater systems. Says past president of the Society's Lehigh Valley section, John Caparilla, quote, "A C- means our infrastructure's in mediocre condition and requires attention." But Caparilla stated he has observed improvement in three areas of the state's infrastructure. The aforementioned B- graded aviation sector, rail, and roads. However, parks and ports have declined. Pennsylvania also received a D+ for bridges and a D for energy, stormwater, and transit. An arbitration panel has given the okay for Philadelphia to hire public safety officers, reports Y. This means that civilians will be hired to take up some of the duties of cops, like traffic enforcement and ticket writing, so officers can be freed up to concentrate on major crime and the city's increase in violence. The city's current budget has over $1 million sectioned off to fill these positions, which come with retirement and health benefits. City Council President Daryl Clark stated he's hoping to see the first class of about 30 public safety officers patrolling the streets by early next year. St. Luke's University Health Network has been named the official sports medicine provider for all Pennsylvania Interscholastic Athletic Association championship events, states Lehigh Valley Live. This deal was born of St. Luke's success with sports medicine in the Lehigh Valley area, something which PIAA Executive Director Robert Lombardi says caused the association to take notice. St. Luke's will provide physicians to support athletic trainers during these championships. The deal will last for 2 years. A man was curious to see what was inside a blue bin he had spotted on the side of a road in Dauphin County on Sunday, says Penn Live. Whatever he thought was inside, it probably wasn't what he actually found. An alligator. The unnamed man quickly called a local animal rescue after seeing the live, roughly 2.5-foot alligator inside the bin, and it was later taken to the rescue for care where it remains, unfortunately, in very poor condition. Who left the alligator there and why remains unknown. That wraps up today's episode. For even more news, visit PennLive.com. And please don't forget to rate this podcast and to share it around with your family and your friends. Thanks ahead of time. And as always, thanks for listening. I'm Claudia DeMiro, and I'll be back again tomorrow for another round of Today in PA.
This podcast is brought to you by Renewal by Anderson of Central Pennsylvania. Buy any window, patio door, entry door, and get the next one for 40% off. Plus, no money down, no payments, and no interest for 12 whole months. Ooh. Head on over to renewalbyanderson.com to learn more about this deal now.